With SRN News, I'm John Scott. After surveying extensive flood damage in Kerrville, Texas, President Trump is about to participate in a roundtable discussion with officials and victims. One rancher from Utopia, Texas, near Kerrville, said that having the president visiting boosts Texans' morale. The State Department began firing more than 1,300 U.S.-based employees on Friday as the administration of President Trump presses ahead with an unprecedented overhaul of its diplomatic corps. Details from Bernie Bennett.
The layoffs will cover 1,107 civil service and 246 foreign service officers based in the U.S., according to an internal State Department notice sent to the workforce. The notice said, quote, the department is streamlining domestic operations to focus on diplomatic priorities. The total reduction in the workforce will be around 3,000, including the voluntary departures, out of the 18,000 employees based in the United States, according to the notice and a senior State Department official. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump escalating his pressure campaign to get Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to either lower interest rates or quit his post by targeting the expensive renovation of the central bank's headquarters. Speaking with reporters, White House Budget Chief Russell Vaught was asked if President Trump believes the Federal Reserve should still be independent.
I think the question is immaterial. The president has a policy view with regard to we need lower rates. He has a policy view with regard to the fact that Jerome Powell has been late repeatedly. The Fed has been mismanaged.
The president reportedly extremely troubled that renovation plans may have violated government building rules with an ostentatious overhaul. A Russian drone barrage targeting the center of Kharkiv, injuring 9 people and damaging a maternity hospital in Ukraine's second largest city. Stocks are lower, the Dow dropping over 200 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on abortion pills.
Specifically, whether it's okay for women, even those in states where abortion is banned, to receive the drugs through the mail. The Public Religion Research Institute poll finds that 68% of the general population says yes, abortion pills in the mail are fine. The survey also reveals that majorities of nearly all religious groups also approve of abortion by mail, and amongst white evangelical Protestants, a surprising 50% approve. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a report to the Australian government on curbing anti-Semitism, universities would lose government funding unless they address attacks on Jewish students. Australian universities have been the center of several pro-Palestinian protests. Anti-Semitic incidents, including assaults, vandalism, threats, and intimidation, have surged more than threefold in Australia in a year after Hamas attacked Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. The Trump administration barring Head Start preschool programs from enrolling children who are in the U.S. illegally.
Head Start began 6 decades ago as part of President Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty. HHS says it will reclassify the programs as federal public benefits, and eligibility will be determined based on the child's immigration status. The changes also affect community health centers. In a statement, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the action restores integrity to federal social programs. Yasmina Vinci with the National Head Start Association says the requirement will likely create confusion and disregards decades of evidence that Head Start is essential to the nation's collective future. Jennifer King, Washington.
And the son of notorious Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo, Ovidio Guzman Lopez, has pleaded guilty to U.S. drug trafficking charges. He is the first of El Chapo's sons facing similar charges to enter a plea deal. More details at SRNnews.com.